You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN, KGYM.
Ah, the weekend. It is just about upon us. Great to have you with us. It is the Gym Class taking you through a Friday afternoon here in Eastern Iowa at 3:06. Glad to have you aboard here in 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. Scott Unash with you. Isaac on the other side of the glass. Mark Dukes from the back porch on the southwest side on this partly sunny Friday, getting ready for what should be a very, very good weekend as far as the temperatures are concerned. We got a potpourri of things to talk about on a Friday edition of the program. Talk a little college football with you. Maybe get to a little bit of baseball. Little memorabilia, not to take anything away from Isaac. This is not cards or anything like that, but there is news as far as a very, very valuable piece of memorabilia. We will get to that and take a look at preseason week number 2, which got underway last night of the National Football League, and a whole lot more. 319-366-1600 is the text line available to you. Again, that is 319-366-1600. If you'd like to pick up the phone and give us a call, you can do so. That is also 319-366-1600. Here on a Friday in Eastern Iowa, big plans for the weekend, Isaac?
Full of lots of soccer. First weekend back with the Premier League. Watching the first game right now. Tied 0-0, if you could believe that.
Oh, my gosh.
A soccer game tied at 0. Unheard of.
Mark, are you shocked?
I am not.
Who is playing, by the way?
That'd be Manchester United and Fulham. Manchester United, my favorite team, by the way.
Okay.
It's not a very fun time to be a Manchester United recently. Manchester United fan recently. They've struggled for the past like 10 years, really.
So Man City has been the.
Man City has been much better in the last 10 years.
Okay,
yes.
Very good.
Although that it really hurts for me to say that.
Well, it is what it is, right? You got to say that at times. So we got a lot to get to in the program. Unfortunately, starting the program off with some very, very tragic news from earlier on today. And if you are a racing aficionado, hits very, very close to home, especially for the, and we have, as you know, Mark, probably per capita, I think as many dirt tracks in the state of Iowa as any other state in the union, to be honest with you. And woke up this morning to this news, and really, really shocking. The Hall of Famer, maybe the man with the greatest nickname in sports, was killed this morning. That, of course, the legend Scott Blomquist, Hall of Famer, dirt late model driver, was killed in a plane crash on his property. He collected vintage airplanes, and apparently crashed in a 1938 Piper Cub earlier on today. And four-time dirt national late model champion, 8 wins in the dirt late model dream, 4 in the World 100, both at Eldora, won 12 times there. Could have won a 13th, but was a little light 1 year on the scales. But anyway, Black Sunshine was one of a kind, Mark, and he is definitely going to be missed by the racing community.
Well, I recognize the name, but I know nothing. You know, I just learned more about Scott Blomquist than I ever have, and that's your bailiwick. But nevertheless, doesn't take away from the tragic accident today.
Yeah, at the age of 60, he leaves, and this guy, if you just picture a younger A.J. Foyt as far as the IndyCar world and basically the NASCAR world, because Foyt won Daytona 500s and other NASCAR races. This guy was Foyt, cheated death so many times. over the years, much like A.J. Foyt. Finally, the plane crash does him in. He actually raced a couple of weeks ago up at Cedar Lake in the USA Nationals up there. So that was the last time he climbed into a race car. Was planning on being at Eldora again. Has not raced a whole lot lately, but he is a character. If NASCAR folks remember the late, great Tim Richmond, this guy is kind of was that same mold. 319-366-1600. And one of the greatest, if not the greatest, in dirt late model racing, of course, passes away on the same day that we honor the great Elvis Presley, Mark, who left us, what would it be now, 47 years ago on this particular day. I still remember where I was when I heard of his passing.
Has he left us?
Ah! Well played. Well played. We have not heard Elvis sightings nearly as in, you know, as much as we used to. I mean, that was a common occurrence back 20, 25 years ago. Oh, Elvis was at, Elvis was at the 7-Eleven and, you know, wherever. Saw him looking okay. But we haven't had many Elvis sightings lately.
No, in my experience, as many Elvis sightings as UFO sightings. Nil.
Still nil-nil, by the way?
It is still tied at
zero. All right. Let us know if there's a goal that is scored.
I know you guys are very on the edge of your seat there waiting.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. And good afternoon to you as well, 0547. All right. 312 Iowa football news from last night and today, Mark. And the good news last night as I guess it is Epi 3.0 that will be coming to Iowa City starting next year. Iowa picks up a commitment from a five-star for what it's worth, a five-star rush end, and with a very familiar last name to Hawkeye football fans.
His name is Yose Epinesa, and he was highly recruited. Not surprisingly, I don't think, has committed to Iowa. He's out of Illinois, same high school as his, the rest of his family, and Kate Martin, former Iowa basketball star, Edwardsville, I believe. And the legacy continues, and who knows what's going to happen to Yose. Iowa doesn't get many five stars, obviously. Four stars are pretty good for the Hawkeye program. Xavier Wample was a five-star. A.J. Epinesa, Yose's brother, was a five-star. There's been a smattering of other five stars that either may or may not have made it. And with the Iowa program and so many others, the stars sometimes mean a lot, sometimes mean very little. We've had stars or high school players become stars with no stars with no stars, I should say. But I think one of the greatest things that happened to Iowa football is when their father, Epi Epinesa, decided to transfer to Iowa from Iowa Wesleyan after playing there for 2 years. He walked on at Iowa, and truly, with AJ and brother Eric, who hasn't seen any playing time at Iowa, and now Yose, they've been, aside from their sister who went elsewhere to play volleyball, been very loyal to Iowa.
Have been. Yes, the former Iowa Wesleyan University with Epi Epinesa started this whole thing. And so this is actually 4.0 for Epi. I don't want to forget the middle brother. AJ is still playing for the Buffalo Bills and getting some valuable playing time for our friend Kevin Payne's favorite team. If you missed, by the way, Fantasy Football Talk with Kevin Payne from rotowire.com yesterday, you can go back and listen to our podcast. That is available at kgymradio.com, Apple, or Spotify. So thoughts on Yose Epinesa coming to Iowa, 319-366-1600. If you would like to weigh in, again, 319-366-1600. You mentioned just because it's people have five stars next to their name, it is not always a recipe for success. Iowa has had guys come in. I mean, Dallas Clark, a great example, from up in north central Iowa, walked on. Nobody thought Dallas Clark was going to do anything. Ended up being a terrific college player, ended up being an all-pro with the Indianapolis Colts. There have been great five stars. There have been not so great five stars. I remember, not to pick on anybody, Mark, but you probably remember as well, Blake Larson, the lineman out of Atlantic, Iowa. And that's been, what, 20 years ago now, a couple decades. But he was all the rage, a five-star, never played a down for the Iowa Hawkeyes.
Yeah, and I remember another one, Dan Doring, who was one of several who played in the high school All-America game that particular year. I don't remember when exactly that was, but you're quite right. Dallas Clark is the prime example. Guys with not much recognition or attraction out of high school. Quinn Schulte from Xavier.
Very true.
He's a prominent player on that defense for the Iowa Hawkeyes.
Right next to a guy who was a five-star in Xavier Wampa.
Yeah.
And I think I dare say that Quinn Schulte has had probably as good a career as Xavier Wampa. Now Wampa's got a couple more years, could do some big things. Hawkeye fans hope that is the case. And they both panned out very well. ESPN only has him as a four-star, says 1345. There are different stars depending on which of the recruiting analysts or, you know, whatever that you follow. But, yeah, four or five-star, he's still a pretty good get as far as the Hawkeyes are concerned. Matt Fairfax says, on the text line, Epi finger painted with me when I was a child back in the hospital. He told me to call him Repeat. He's creating quite the family legacy at Iowa. Very much so. Very much so. And yeah, you hope that he creates an even bigger legacy for himself if you're a Hawkeye fan out there. 319-366-1600. And there have been some other five stars that have panned out and not panned out. Not only for Iowa, Mark, but even the greats like the Ohio State University have had five stars that have not, four or five stars that have not worked out.
It's further proof that recruiting is an inexact science. I mean, these analysts, these high school analysts, 24/7, Rivals and ESPN, and there's many out there. They can evaluate high school players and make projections. I'm sure they're right a lot of the time. But I think people that get excited about recruiting and recruiting rankings need to keep in mind that individuals develop at a different rate. There's been players who are college ready the minute they stepped on campus and immediately contribute. Others take a couple years. Some don't pan out at all.
Very true. Very, very true. So that's on the field. We'll get to off the field in a moment. 6714 asking a good question, and I would have to look this up, to be honest with you, because I do not remember. Was Matt Roth a five-star, Mark? I don't think
not
so.
Not that I recall. I sifted through a historical listing earlier today, and, you know, Tristan Wirfs was rated a four-star, and maybe a five-star by some, four and a half, whatever. A lot of stars in the sky, right?
A lot of stars usually in the sky. Sometimes you can see them, sometimes you can't see them. Does Ohio State recruit under four stars? Ha ha, says 3034. Not usually. And just a side note here, Mark, and if you want to weigh in out there, I'd love to hear from you at 319-366-1600. Are we, with the now change to the 105 scholarships, starting soon. Are we going to miss out on these guys like Dallas Clark now? I mean, what type of road are they going to have to travel to get to play for an Iowa or an Iowa State or even an Ohio State? Ohio State has had guys that were walk-ons that have come through. Everybody's had that story of that walk-on. I'm just not sure how these guys are not going to get lost in the shuffle, to be honest with you. The days of storing, 70 guys in the back room of your football program like a Nebraska used to do in the 60s and the 70s is long, long gone. And I feel bad for these guys like the Dallas Clarks of the world that are going to be coming up in the next few years, because I don't think they're going to have the opportunity to play Division I football. Now, it's good. I think Division IIs and Division IIIs are going to get richer because of this, but you're not going to see those stories anymore.
No, you're not, and I think that's the worst outcome for what's going to happen is the elimination of walk-ons. And, we illustrated the Dallas Clark example, and locally, Max White went from Kennedy, wanted to walk on at Iowa, wanted to see if he could handle it. Well, he's seen the field, actually scored a touchdown for the Hawkeyes, albeit in mop-up duty. But he can forever say he played at the Big Ten level. And getting rid of walk-ons, I don't think, is a great idea. And let's face it, Iowa rarely, if ever, has a top 20 recruiting class in the country. It is always, almost always, in the middle of the Big Ten. Probably will be with the expanded conference now. Rated in 30s, maybe 40s, maybe high, low 20s some years. But that's what we have in Iowa, and to a certain extent, Iowa State for sure.
Yeah, and even a UNI, I think, is going to get a little bit richer, because how many times have you seen over the years examples all over the place of an athlete? I can think of two of them right off the top of my head that were committed to a 1AA school, and then at the very end they shifted over to a Power 5, then now a Power 4 school, because they were offered at the last second. Josie Jewell comes to mind, who's still playing in the National Football League, and the former tight end, that played for Kennedy, and I should know that name, Mark. Help me out here. That was going to go to North Dakota State and ended up at Iowa and was in the NFL for a while.
On the tip of my tongue, too.
I know, and I can't think of it. One of our listeners will come up with it. 319-366-1600.
He was a high jumper.
We will get it. It is on the tip of my tongue. And I will shout it out as soon as somebody texts it in.
Sean Beyer.
Thank you. Sean Beyer. I should have known that on that terrific Kennedy team that made it to the finals a few years ago. 324. We'll get to an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update for you coming up here in just a little bit. 1345 says Brock Purdy. I don't think Brock was a walk-on, though. I mean, he wasn't a 4- or 5-star guy, but did well, obviously, with Iowa State. 3-year starter there. And now look what he has done in the National Football League, albeit with a really good team with the San Francisco 49ers, but you still got to deliver the ball, and that is what Brock Purdy is doing. They say as far as being overlooked is concerned. And thank you, 6714. They're the first one to type in Sean Beyer. I just don't think you're going to see those stories anymore. But like I said, I think it is going to help Mark Farley, the rest of the coaches in the Missouri Valley Football Conference. I think they're going to get richer by the Division I's not having the walk-on capability that they had at one time. Time will tell.
Yep.
Time will tell. All right. We will talk a little bit more of college football and maybe some off-the-field stuff as soon as we come back from an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It is brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They are open at 4 o'clock today. They're open Monday through Saturday. They're across from the Lindale Mall and next to the Home Depot. Check out their entire menu online at emilshideaway.com. Huge range of burgers and fries are made fresh daily, plus great salads, pizza, pasta, soup, sandwiches as well. Try the Cuban. It is fantastic. Fully stocked bar and a family-friendly dining room, plus catering, online ordering with curbside pickup and delivery. And that is online at emilshideaway.com. What do we got?
One Major League Baseball game this afternoon. The Chicago Cubs at home leading Toronto 5-2 in the top of the eighth inning. In the FedEx St. Jude Championships, nearing the halfway point, completion of the halfway point, Hideki Matsuyama and Danny McCarthy lead at 11 under. Look who's lurking. It's Scotty Scheffler, two back. And as we mentioned yesterday, Malachi Moreno, the highly sought-after seven-footer out of Kentucky high school ranks, did pick Kentucky today. Iowa was in his top eight. Caitlin Clark returns to the floor tonight for the Indiana Fever as the WNBA is resuming from the Olympic break. The Fever take on Phoenix. And finally, Connor Stallions has a job. He, being at the center of the spying investigation at the University of Michigan, he is landed the job as defensive coordinator at Mumford High School in Detroit.
So what's going to happen if, you know, the house of cards falls down on Connor Stallions and he's coaching at a high school?
Well, I don't know. It depends on what the high school wants to do.
Also, isn't it like NCAA punishment? So, like, what can...
Yeah, it's going to be an NCAA.
So what's the NCAA going to do with a high school coach?
Yeah, it's like a Jim Harbaugh situation. Oh, you have show just cause, and you're going to be out of college coaching for the next 3 years. It was 4 years for Jim Harbaugh. 3 years, maybe. I don't know.
Stallions was probably going to be done with college coaching anyway, because no intelligent team is going to want to touch that at all.
No, they are not. I am sorry, 4277, for offending you saying that Brock Purdy plays quarterbacks a good team. I'm sorry. He is good. I said he was good. He is good. He's an all pro. He's going to get paid. Big time. Big time. 319-366-1600. We will take a break and come back and have more for you on a Friday edition of the Gym Class. Stay with us here on Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports, 1600 ESPN.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
A quiet start to our day today with plenty of sunshine on the way this afternoon. Highs will be working their way up into those low to mid 80s. Then throughout this afternoon, there's a chance for a stray shower or thunderstorm, but other than that, things should stay a little bit quieter as we then head into the rest of the weekend. Saturday does unfortunately also come with a chance for an isolated shower throughout the afternoon with highs into the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Garrett Hyde, and that was a check of your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
It's the biggest game in the state of Iowa, and we want to send you there. 1600 ESPN and Hertine and Stocker Jewelers are teaming up for the Great Gridiron Giveaway. Head to KGYMradio.com and tell us how Iowa or Iowa State can win the big rivalry game. When you do that, you're entered to win a pair of tickets to the game on September 7th in Iowa City. Plus, you're entered in a national contest to win $5,000 in cash. It's the Great Gridiron Giveaway, going on now from 1600 ESPN and Hertine and Stocker Jewelers.
Scott Unash here from your neighborhood Quick Star, and the Coca-Cola Summer Cash Grab game is coming to a close. So do what you can and get into that final weekly drawing. The big one coming up for $250,000. Quick Star has been giving away cash all through the summer. They have been giving away $500,000, and you can play the Coca-Cola Summer Cash Grab Pull Tab game daily in your Quick Rewards app to earn chances to enter that weekly winner drawing. And like I said, do so quickly because it is coming to an end. And as you get ready for the weekend, some great savings going on at your neighborhood Quick Star, and you got a meal set right here. Ground beef from the Quickery, $2.99 a pound. Perfect for grilling out. Not only that, but you got Nature's Touch American Cheese Singles for that ground beef, only $1.99. Also, you got Quickery White Bread, 99 cents a loaf. And for dessert, you got Nature's Touch Ice Cream. Chocolate or vanilla, just $2.99. 1.5 quarts, please limit two. All that available at your neighborhood Quick Star.
You've been hacked. Your thoughts race. What did they get? What do they want? What does this mean for my customers? My business? Stop. Call NCS. They will have a local engineer on site at your business within 24 hours to help. If you get hacked, call NCS at 319-247-7223. Save it to your contacts, 319-247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. Their people are the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Tune in to 1600 ESPN every weekday at 5 o'clock with Spencer on Sports for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
When you were young, all you wanted in the summer was an ice cream truck to roll by. Now, you just can't wait for the Harbor Freight parking lot sale to roll around. And it'll be here this weekend. Maybe you're looking to fill up that tool chest. Maybe you're looking for a tool chest to fill up. You'll save money either way. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Valid until August 18th, 2024. While supplies last. Limitations apply.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Welcome back. 3:32 here on a Friday edition of the Gym Class here on 1600 ESPN Eastern Iowa's home for sports. Scott, Mark, and Isaac all with you here today. And we were talking a little bit about walk-ons earlier on, Mark, and 6441 on the text line saying maybe the reduction of walk-ons and scholarship limits will help to make the evaluation of players better and not allow those players to get overlooked. I hope that is the case. You know this as well as I do, Mark, that some people can't get to evaluations. Some people can't go to three or four camps over the summer. The days of coaches going to a football game just to kind of watch and see if there's somebody out there when they're maybe looking at somebody else is kind of out the window. If coaches are there now, they're basically on the sideline and looking at one particular individual. That has changed over the years. I hope the texter is right on that. I don't know if that's going to be the case.
Well, with 20 additional scholarships, all or partial, available, perhaps the texter is right, and those players considered walk-on material, preferred walk-ons, you might take a flyer on him and give him a partial scholarship or even a full one. So you do have that aspect of it.
I hope it continues to happen because it's great to have those stories like a Dallas Clark and, you know, whomever it may be, whether it's Iowa or Iowa State, does not matter, or any Power 5, now Power 4. I got to get used to that, Power 4. Has anybody scored, by the way, Isaac? It's nil-nil?
Nope, still 0-0.
All right, thank you. We will keep you updated on the Premier League as they open things up here. That is on the field stuff, Mark. Interesting piece today in the Cedar Rapids Gazette by a friend of the station, John Steppe, who covers the Hawks, about the new new security measures that are going to take place at Kinnick Stadium. And of course, when you change things, especially when you're talking about security, whatnot, people have their opinions and they are not shy to let out said opinions. And that has certainly been the case as far as this topic is concerned.
Yeah. And this is not, out there by any means, but Iowa and Kinnick Stadium, patrons are going to find they have to pass through metal detectors this season. And many, if not all, the Big Ten schools have this in place. The SEC schools have had metal detectors since 2018. So, again, it's nothing new. You can still bring bags in, 12 by 6 by 12, whatever the dimensions are, clear plastic bags. That's going to take more time than going through the metal detector. But I don't imagine any or many Iowa football fans going to that game 2 weeks from tomorrow are going to object. If there is, it's probably the same ones that have a problem with presenting their ID.
Or that the sun came up. I have no problem with it. Or anywhere, as a matter of fact. Most concerts, most venues, most stadiums, most arenas right now have metal detectors. And it does not take a whole lot more time to go through that than it does anything else. It is just a step in the process of getting into your seat, into the stadium. Okay, you may have to leave 3 minutes earlier. No matter if you go at the last minute mark, no matter if there is a metal detector there or not, you are always going to run into all of those people coming in at the very last second. That's the reason there is a holdup, not because there's a metal detector there.
Yeah, and as John Story pointed out, there are maybe a couple things that will set off the metal detector. For example, if you have a eyeglass case that's made of a certain kind of metal, say you wear glasses, carry your sunglasses in this type of eyeglass case, that may, apparently the warning is just hold it in the air so the people checking the metal detector can see. But I don't anticipate many problems here, and I think any level security is good.
Shouldn't be taking anything that's going to set off said metal detector into the stadium anyway.
a keg is going to set off the metal detector.
Some things back in the day that could have set off the metal detectors. So, yeah, I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal. And just, like we just said, Isaac, make sure you plan accordingly to get there.
Yeah, if it keeps people safe, I mean, whatever. Safety should be a pretty high priority, so get over yourself.
That should be the number one priority.
Yeah, so, I mean, if it keeps people safe and makes people safer, then quit complaining and get in line.
There you go. Well said. Well said. Shooter bottles, I don't know if they are going to set things off. Who does that, 7148? Who in the world would bring that in or even try to bring that in to a college football venue? And 7960 says, yes, you can never be too careful. I would agree. I would agree. Help out there. 319-366-1600. Yeah, breaking news. 1345 letting us know. I did see this come down the line here, Mark, but we have a Big Ten AD that has suddenly resigned. Pat Hobbs, the athletic director of the last 9 years at Rutgers, surprisingly turned in his resignation today. He's been an East Coast guy his entire career. Was at Seton Hall before he got to Rutgers. And he is the one responsible for bringing back Greg Schiano after his first hire, Chris Ash, did not do very well, but did get Greg Schiano in there and also hired Steve Peichel to be the men's basketball coach at Rutgers. So not saying exactly why he resigned, but he did resign.
No, I saw that too, and I have yet to see the reason for his resignation. You know, that's what people want to know, right?
Right.
But he has hired a couple pretty good coaches, as you mentioned. And 1345 says no more Walkman, I guess.
Well, I don't know how that's going to work. I mean, can you say, hey, I've got my – because people like to listen to the radio when they're at the ball game. And do you just say, hey, I got my radio, hold it up, show them. They may let you in. I don't know.
We also had someone just call and ask about metal joints or whatever, or metal –
oh, yeah, in your yeah. If you have a, you know, like an elbow or a hip whatever the case may be, yeah, you're going to have to let them know that, you, hey, I'm going to set this thing off, so back away. This thing could spark. just, you know, use common sense. Am I right with that, Mark? Just use common sense when you approach the metal detector.
I think so, and I think there'll be more specifics coming out the week of the game. And everybody will know what to expect. This was actually talked about at Big Ten Football Media Days. And John Steppe flushed out this story. And it was a pretty good story, I think. I'd recommend it.
Yeah. Check it out. 319-366-1600. That's college football. We've got the second week. And really, for most teams, Mark, they look at it as the most important of the three games in 3 weeks as far as the preseason is concerned. Don't ask me what's going to happen when the 18th game rolls around in the regular season in a few years. There'll only be two preseason games. But this, for most teams, this is the week where the starters will play the most snaps. Now, that's not for everybody. The Green Bay Packers, I believe, announced they will not have starters play for their game this weekend. But most teams do let the starters go a little bit longer in this particular game. And so this is the one I think most people, not only football-wise, but fantasy football-wise, if you're thinking about that as well, are going to be paying attention to.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty impactful weekend for a variety of reasons. I think coaches, if they haven't already, are going to be evaluating these players and try to get solidify on backups, especially backup quarterbacks and other skill positions. You know, Kansas City's receiver situation after Hollywood Brown went down with an injury, and Russell Wilson. It's a pretty important stage for him this weekend as he I think he's the number one quarterback with the Steelers, but Justin Fields hasn't been too bad. They're going to get a look at Russell Wilson and see what he's got. And those type of stories, I think, are, you know, the ones to watch this particular weekend. And I might add, on our previous topic, I was advised that people with, have metal in their limbs or whatever actually carry a card.
Okay.
Most of the time, so.
Just a
clarification. Yeah.
Just show it. The games last night, Philadelphia beat New England 14-13. Drake May did score a touchdown, the number one draft choice out of North Carolina for the New England Patriots. He is in a quarterback battle right now in New England, so that's going to be interesting to see who's going to win that number one position battle. Games tomorrow, you've got Atlanta at Baltimore, the Battle of the Birds. Right there. That's Falcons and Ravens, Isaac. Giants and the Houston Texans will play tomorrow afternoon. Your Chicago Bears, Mark, will look to go to 3-0 in the preseason against the Cincinnati Bengals at Soldier Field at 12 noon. The Chiefs will entertain the Detroit Lions at Arrowhead coming up tomorrow. Minnesota will be on the road to Cleveland. It'll be Buffalo at Pittsburgh. Arizona will be at Indianapolis. Washington at the Miami Dolphins tomorrow night. Seattle is at Tennessee. Jets are at Carolina. Rams Chargers tomorrow. Chargers are the home team at SoFi. Tampa Bay and Jacksonville in the Battle of Florida. And Dallas will be at Vegas. That will be a late night game coming up on Saturday night. Couple games on Sunday night as well. That'll be the Packers and the Denver Broncos. And Fox has a Monday nighter. That'll be New Orleans and San Francisco. They will be playing in at the Bay coming up on Monday night. So, yeah, going to be interesting to see who is going to. The other thing, Mark, is that you want to showcase some of the people that you know you think you can get value from as far as a potential trade is concerned. You just don't want the, if they're not going to make the team or if they're caught in a number situation, you just don't want to let them go. Kickers, especially if there's a kicker that's having a very good camp, shows a good leg, you might be able to get, you know, a late round draft choice for that guy. There are those things to take into consideration as well.
Yeah, you might not be playing for the particular team you're on, but you could very well catch the eye of another one. And I'm not exactly sure. Green Bay is kind of an outlier here in that they're not going to play a lot of the starters, and that's certainly the prerogative of that coaching staff, but it's kind of typical in week two. The starters play a decent amount of time, and then in week three, they back it off again. So perhaps the Packers starters will see more time in week three. I'm not sure.
Or maybe no time. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, that was his MO. He doesn't play in the preseason. And of course, everybody will play then next Thursday night. I believe that is a complete, or is it Thursday night? I'd have to take a look at that. No, a couple of games. No, it used to be that final week of the preseason, everybody was on the same night, but that is not the case this year. They've stretched out over the entirety of the weekend. That because, of course, there is an off week between the preseason finale and the start of the regular season. 319-366-1600 at 3:48. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to ask you a question. We have a query for you out there. So we'll do that when we return. Friday edition of the Gym Class coming your way right here on KGYM.
When you grow up in a family business, shop local just hits different. You basically absorb the idea that these people's jobs, their lives, literally depend on you. And that's pretty crazy. It's also the lives of all the people they impact. So like, somebody chooses my family's business, then our employees choose other local businesses. It's like dropping a pebble in a pond. The ripples just keep expanding and make the whole community stronger.
1600 ESPN is a local business. We're here just like you. Choose local every time you can.
Get ready for Oktoberfest in Uptown Marion September 21st. Sample tasty suds from 30 Iowa breweries. Enjoy live music and games. Your general admission ticket includes access to breweries and a commemorative tasting glass. There's also a VIP option that gets you in an hour early with exclusive samples and swag. Raise your glass at Oktoberfest September 21st along 7th Avenue in Uptown Marion. Presented by Sheets Forest Draper Insurance and the Marion Chamber of Commerce. Get your tickets now at eventbrite.com. Must be 21 or older.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
At Skechers, we put the S in comfort. Now, I know you're probably spelling comfort in your head and asking yourself, is that possible? Am I just a really bad speller? Look, I don't know your spelling aptitude, but Skechers most definitely put the S in comfort, because Skechers is the comfort technology company and has developed fits and features that change everything you know about comfort, like hands-free Skechers slip-ins, the ultimate in comfort and convenience. It's footwear you just step into and they're on, with no bending down. Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
At Lowe's, we know how to save pros time and money. Save 20% on 1 gallon cans and 5 gallon pails of Valspar Defense or Cabot Stain. Plus, save 15% on your choice of 6 or more Purdy items. And get free same-day delivery to the job site when you order by 2 p.m. Because Lowe's knows pros. Valid through 8/21. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See store or Lowe's.com for details. Must be single receipt purchase. Delivery by 8 p.m. Subject to driver availability. Additional terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day delivery for details.
Hey, we're back with you to close up shop here on a Friday edition of the Gym Class. Back with you on Monday. We'll take a look at the weekend in sports. We're closer to the football season and more, including Caitlin Clark's return tonight with the Indiana Fever as the WNBA season got back rolling after the Olympic break last night. And they will get things rolling with the Indiana Fever coming up this evening. 319-366-1600, as we've had a variety of things that we have been discussing here today on the Gym Class program, and wanted to call your attention to this, and that is that we've mentioned memorabilia, an important piece of memorabilia as far as baseball history is up for grabs right now, if you have the means. Let's just say that. Do you know what I'm talking about, Isaac?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you know.
I know the dollar amount as well.
Okay, so you are out of the bidding, right?
Yeah, I was out of the bidding a while ago.
The jersey that was worn by Babe Ruth during Game 3 at Wrigley Field of the 1932 World Series. And that is, of course, the World Series where the famous called shot went for Babe Ruth against the Chicago Cubs. That particular jersey is now being auctioned off, and that is going on right now. Heritage Auctions is conducting the auction. Reserve bids are in, Mark. And according to published reports, the reserve bids for the road gray New York Yankee jersey that Babe Ruth wore in Game 3 of the 1932 World Series has reached nearly $15 million. And my guess is by the time I read that particular piece, it is over $15 million. So, wow. How much do you want the Babe Ruth jersey that he wore for the alleged, and again, it is alleged, called shot, because obviously there are historians out there that believe he was not calling his shot, that he was pointing at the Cub dugout, or he was pointing at Charlie Root, who was the pitcher for the Cubs, back who delivered that pitch. Whatever the case may be, it is a memorable moment as far as Major League Baseball history is concerned. Apparently, it is a $15 million moment, Mark.
Yeah, I had considered this, but decided it's just a little bit out of my price range. Yeah, the proxy bidding ends on the 24th. The actual auction is next Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But as you mentioned, the reserve bids are in. It's just under $15 million right now. It's expected to sell for around $30 million, if not more. And, you know, frankly, that's a very limited audience that it's going to attract. But somebody will buy it. And really interesting backstory, not a long one, but this was acquired from a elderly woman in Florida whose father was a golfing buddy of Babe Ruth's when the Yankees trained in St. Petersburg. And Ruth, upon his retirement, gave it to this lady's father, and she acquired it. It was acquired by another collector, and now it's in the hands of Heritage Auctions. Can you imagine sitting down on down in Florida with this lady having this garment in her closet?
No, I can't.
I'm going to check my closet after the show.
Yeah, you know what I have in my closet? I can tell you what I have. I do have a baseball jersey in my closet, an old Cedar Rapids Colonels jersey that was worn by a major leaguer. I did buy that when the Colonels switched jerseys, and I know where it is. It is not worth $15 million. I can tell you that. I feel like we're infringing upon Collector's Corner here. This is an annex of Collector's Corner, Spencer. So you'll probably talk about the jersey maybe a little bit between 4 and 6 with Spencer on sports. So $15 million. Now, the USA Today has said that a game-worn Babe Ruth jersey that he wore while playing between 1928 and 1930 sold back 5 years ago for $5.64 million at auction. So this one much more valuable. Although, hey, they weren't having different jerseys, 162 jerseys for 162 games like they do now. I mean, that was one that Ruth and others in that era wore day in and day out. So he did big things as far as that particular jersey is concerned. Not sure I'm paying and shelling out $15 million. I don't have $15 million. So
it always comes down to authenticity, too, and it's not really important that you authenticate why Ruth pointed. It's important to authenticate the jersey, of course. And this auction house has a variety of photos that collaborate down to the buttons and the size 46 and the gray wool and on and on and on, that this was actually the one that Ruth wore that day in game 3 of 1932.
There is footage of that particular moment, and it's, you know, obviously 1932 quality. I mean, you can't really tell what's happening out there, but a piece of baseball history and a memorable historical moment as far as the MLB is concerned. Speaking of that, if you're a Cub fan, you're not happy. Toronto has tied it up in the ninth with 3 runs at 5 apiece. More on that, more with Spencer on Sports coming your way next from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. We got baseball and we got IndyCar racing from St. Louis and Worldwide Technologies Raceway coming up this weekend. Guys, have a great one. We'll talk to you on Monday.
You as well. Talk then.
You've been listening to The Gym Class on 1600 ESPN.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month.